Blog Talk Radio.
Or I may as well walk away. To
Brother Green. We doing some church this evening. This is Greenleaf Sanctuary. If you want to tune in tonight, 515-605-9329. We're still doing testing. February 1st is actually the first day to go officially live. So we're just doing some testing until then. Tonight, we definitely going to have some church.
After going through, he looked back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like I'm praising him. Well, help me out, y'all.
Welcome back. Greenleaf Network Live. You are tuned in here with me. This is our first episode, our first church episode, Greenleaf Sanctuary. So glad to have you here with us. Greetings to my beloved community. And welcome. This episode is the Evergreen Soul Moment. I am your host, the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood. And it really is truly a gift to be here, to embark on this journey with you. And as we gather in this virtual sanctuary, I hope we can center our hearts and our minds in prayer. We're going to go back to the music.
Remember,
you look so much better when you smile.
I almost gave up.
I
Even though I've been it for a while, still I smile. Hey. Smile.
Hallelujah.
I know how to look up when you look down.
I know it's hard right now.
Sure would hate to see you give up now.
Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better.
Don't smile. Oh, oh, oh.
Tell us.
You look so much better.
I want you to be happy, but then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. My.
Woo! Sure is hot out here. No? I don't mind though. Glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Tonight, we're doing it for the man who make it possible for me to do this every day. So I wanted to speak on Psalm 23. It says that it's well known, often quote passage from the Bible, and it's found in the Old Testament. And there are six important things about this psalm. The first is, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The second is, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. The third is he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. The fourth is, even though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I feel no evil, for you are with me. Number five, you prepare a table before me in presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, a cup of overflows. And number six, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now it says Psalm 23 is often cherished for its comforting and reassuring. God is a caring shepherd. He guides and he protects. And he provides for his people. So we got to do it for him. Every Sunday. We'll be back.
There was a mother that had two sons. One of the boys was interested in himself. This son loved his mama so much. He said, "Mama, one day I'm going to grow up. I'm going to college. I'm going to be somebody. I'm going to take care of your mama just like you've been taking care of me." Oh! That other brother, y'all gonna help me tonight. He was no good. He stayed in trouble all the time. Mama had to always go to court and get a son out of trouble. Until tonight, the boys grew up. One went to college. That old no good boy left home. Then mama whacked the fingers to the bone and sent that boy to school. She took him washing it out. I want my boy to be somebody. Yes, I do. After about 8 long years, that son came back home. He said, "Mama, I'm a doctor now. I got MD behind my name. I want you to meet my wife. I met her while I was in college. She's a school teacher, mama. Do you know what they told us, mother? We want you to come and live with us. Help us to raise our children." And the years went on by, and their children grew up. One day the school teacher went to her husband. She said, "Honey, your mama's in the way now. You ought to get rid of your mom. We got a lot of young folks like that. She uses bad English. She uses this and that. This year and that that. I want you to put in an old folk home. Somebody see it. Somebody see it. See it. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah." The young man went and knocked on his mother's door. He said, "Mama." The mama got up and walked to the door. And she opened up a bedroom door. And this son that she'd worked so hard for stood there and said, "Mama, me and my wife been talking. And I got to get rid of it. I got to put you in an old home. Do you know what that mother did in Nashville? That mother turned around and went on back in her room. She began to pack up all of her clothes. Tears streaming down her face. She thought about all the things thing that she's done for boy. And now he's getting ready to throw her out the door. Then mama just came on. She kept on crying. Yes, she did. Oh, the very next day, the son came back again. You see, mama, to get your stuff together. The limousine is waiting outside. Yes, it is. Then mama reached back and got a hat and coat. The men came in and grabbed the bag. She walked out of that house. She got in that long. She got in that long limousine. They started down the road, going to the old folk home. Mama just kept on crying. Every now and then the young man would look back. He said, mama, please don't cry. Get your room out there. We're going to have your color television. We're going to have everything that you want. That mother just kept on. She kept on crying. Yes, she did. And after a while, mama sat up and touched her son on the shoulder. She said, son, I wouldn't mind going to the old folk home if I was sick in my body, but there's nothing wrong with me. Say it. Say it. Say it. I tell you, I feel something in here now. They got almost to the old folk home. That mama looked way down the road and saw an old ragged car coming. Yes, she did. By the time that old ragged car got there, that mama looked in that ragged car and spotted that old no good son. She said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I believe I saw the boy going there. Yes, I did. I don't feel y'all praying with me here. And they got out. That old no good boy walked over to mama. Greeted her with a kiss. He said, mama, how you been doing? I was on my way home to see you. I was on my way to tell you the things I used to do. I don't do no more.
Don't eat the best.
about you. But if that's all right with you, come on and go home with me. Oh, I wish I had a praying friend. That mama got out of that limousine. He got her bags. She got in that old ragged car. Yes, she did. And they started down the road. Good God Almighty. And I heard that old no good son say, and he's talking to somebody here, God gave you your mama. Don't you try away. Yes, he did. Oh, God gave.
So much for tuning in. Definitely appreciate the support. We're going to go to the telephone lines real quick before we go back to this amazing music. 754, you live on the air. It's your girl. You know who's here?
You already know who it is when you hear that sound of house going down.
What's up, sir? How are you?
Peace and blessings, peace and blessings. You know I was going to tune in. I told you I was. Sorry I missed your reach out earlier today. I was not right. I just lost my uncle today, yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
And
my blessings are with you and your family. My condolences.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I just want to shout out to the Lilly family, and my cousins and my two cousins in New York. He had been ill for a little bit of time now, and I was just getting caught up to speed, and then thought things was going towards a different way, and then just yesterday, lost him. But you know, God
sorry
knows
for
best.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
I'm just. You know, in life, as you get older, you take losses differently, you know? And you grieve
absolutely.
You grieve differently. And they come far and few between. And they come frequently, even if they come distant. You know, and to the Psalms that you said, and it's funny because, you know, as I always allude to the fact that I'm Jamaican, you know, that was... the Psalms that was in a reggae song from Dennis Brown. And as I was growing up, I always remembered that part, surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of our lives. And I was like, wow. And I didn't know it was even a Psalms at first. I just knew it was a part of a song. So, you know, as I learned that, you know, that's why it was just ironic that you brought that to fruition, to let people understand that Psalms is legendary. You know, that's the legendary Psalms that even when you don't think that you know it, when somebody be like, man, you ain't know nothing about the Bible, man, quote of Psalms. If you was even to think back of how much you would know it, and you'd be like, wow, I didn't even realize that. So when you said it, it just gave me a flashback. I was like, I know this Psalms. And, you know, and of course, yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I shall fear no evil. That's the number one that everybody uses in movies, television, commercials, rap songs, and all those different things. So, you know, it's always incorporated in life, the things that is in the Bible, that's utilized in many different ways, you know. I know, and he played two of my favorite songs. Smile is one of my favorite songs. You know, that Smile is one of my favorite songs. You know, Praise Him is cool, too. The other one, I don't know if you have it, but it's Mary, Mary, and it's Go Get Your Blessings. That's I love that song, too.
I didn't get that one in the switchboard. I can see if I get that one in the switchboard. In the meantime, I'm going to play Smile again for you, man.
All right, well, I appreciate you, sis.
Yeah, you already. I'm definitely sorry for your loss. I appreciate you, you know, still tuning in. You know, your loyalty can't be measured by anything. So I definitely appreciate you. Let me play this song for you. And wait, what's the name of the Mary Mary? Say it one more time. Blessings.
Go get your blessings.
Yeah, that's my song, too. All right, we come right back,
you
y'all.
And I'm going to put you onto another one that you can look for at another time.
Oh, well, no, we'll be here next Sunday. We can do it then.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm saving, I got a bunch of songs. I'm going to save some for each Sunday.
Please, help us, sister. We'll be right back. rest in peace to Unc, man. Sorry you lost somebody. You know, it's crazy out here. We'll be right back.
Uncle Webb.
Thank you. I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up. A power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
I smile. Even though I hurt, see, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on and people. Remember,
you look so much better when you smile.
Come on.
I almost gave up. I can't explain.
But that
Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Came down from heaven.
Hardship, difficulty. Tears, storms, this is what I do. Oh, that feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I'm in it for a while,
still
I smile.
Hey.
Smile.
Hallelujah.
You know how to look up when feeling down.
I know it's hard right now.
Sure would hate to see you give up now.
Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better.
Don't smile.
Jealous.
You look so much better when you
New Orleans.
You look so much better when you
want you to be happy, but then you gotta have something happening. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.
Welcome back. We appreciate you tuning in tonight. Greenleaf Network Live. Tonight is the night that we give back to the man who gave it to us. This is going to be our Sunday show, Greenleaf Sanctuary. For those who didn't get to hear, you know, the show tonight, I definitely will repost tomorrow so you get to hear it. I know you got to go to work tomorrow, but if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't be able to get up and go. So as we reflect on these verses, let's consider how we can apply this timeless wisdom to our lives in this day. You know, how we can try to cultivate a spirit of gratitude and praise in our daily week, in our daily walk. Listening to these different songs and, you know, I'm hoping that they inspire you to have the most amazing week. Hope they inspire you to understand that you don't have to be here right now. You could... No day is promised. You're very lucky to be here because there's a lot of people who don't get that same luck, who hasn't received that same luck. We didn't get to wake up today. You did. Your family did. And I just want you to take a moment and reflect on your experiences. Gratitude. Stay prayed up. And maybe try to think on how has expressing thanks influenced your relationship with God and with others. And, you know, please feel free to share with us. If you don't get a chance to share tonight, we'll be here every Sunday. We're going to go back to the music. This is one of my husband's favorite songs.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. And I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Hey, I would have
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell them never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better.
Miss Aretha Franklin.
Jesus.
Jesus said, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Mary, don't weep.
Don't weep.
Don't weep. Said, sister, not to mourn.
Don't mourn.
Don't mourn. We're going to review the story of two sisters. Called Mary and Martha. They had a brother. Named Lazarus. One day while Jesus was away.
Not the here in the building. We're about to get out of here. But before we do, I wanted to just say my prayer. And then I'm going to let one of the best who's ever done it do it. Then we're going to go. Bow your heads, close your eyes, please. Bow your heads, close your eyes, please. As we gather in your presence today, we come with hearts full of gratitude. We thank you for the gift of life, for the opportunity to come together in fellowship, and for the assurance that you're always with us. Father God, we acknowledge your serenity, your wisdom, your boundless love. May your spirit guide and inspire us as we engage in the time of worship and reflection. Father God, open our hearts to receive your word and let it take it. And let's take it to the root and depths of our soul. Father God, may you lift us up in prayer. You, the creator of all things, you are our shepherd, you are our presence. We lack nothing as we embark on this journey. Lead us. Beside still waters, restore our souls and guide us in the path of righteousness. Lord, we bring before you our joys, our concerns, our hopes. May your grace be evident in our lives. May your peace fill the depths of our beings. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Woo! Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you. Make sure you tune in tomorrow.
For me.